Anybody like the book of Acts?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go there today. Chapter 3 and verse 1 and verse 2. Acts chapter 3, verse 1, verse 2. I'm going to read this and then we're going to get right into it. Amen. If you'll listen fast, I'll preach fast. And hopefully we'll all get to about the same time. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Everybody say, the gate called Beautiful. That's our title, the gate called Beautiful, or the Beautiful Gate. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Amen. The Beautiful Gate. According to Josephus, famous historian, there were gates that entered into the Temple Mount, and nine of them that were overlaid with gold and silver on both sides. So you can imagine the beauty of that going into this temple. We got glass doors here, and they work. But going to the temple, the gates were literally, they were covered with silver and gold plate on the outside. And then there was one particular gate that stood out above all the others, and it's called the Beautiful Gate. What made this gate so beautiful and so noteworthy and caused it to stand out? One thing was its massive size. Now, this is difficult to wrap my little imagination around, but according to Josephus, this gate was 50 cubits high. Now, if a cubit is anywhere between 18 inches and 24, that gate could be somewhere between 80 and 100 feet tall. That gate was about 80 feet wide. It took 20 men to open it and to close it. It was made of very rare Corinthian brass, and it was overlaid with silver and gold thicker than the other doors. It was no wonder they called it the Beautiful Gate. Amen. It was massive. It was compelling. It was beautiful. People actually came to see the gate. I'd like to go see the gate if it was still there. Amen. But that was the Beautiful Gate that we're talking about here today, where this man, the Bible said that a certain man was born. He was crippled from his mother's womb. In other words, this man had a deformity and he had never, ever been able to walk. He never took one step in his whole life. You know how parents are. When babies are born, you anticipate that first step. You get them up, you know, and you hold them, and you get them on their feet, and you kind of walk them around. You know what I'm talking about. And then one day, you watch them, and suddenly, they balance them, and they take that very first step. And, oh, that's an exciting day. And if you're one of those people that write it in the book, you get your book, and then you say, Jeremiah took his first step today. And you're all excited. And when hubby comes home, hey, Jerry took his first step today. And you call mom and dad and everybody, want the whole world. Hey, this never happened. Never happened in his house. Amen. 1 year passed, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And he never took a step, not one. He could never get up on his feet. The Bible says that he was carried and laid daily. Everybody say daily. You know what I appreciate about these kind of folks is their commitment and their consistency. You know, it's easy to something, but it's hard to stay with it. Amen. I said it's easy to start something, but it's hard to stay with it. When the excitement wears off, when the newness is gone, when it's just hard work, it gets real daily, but you got to stay with it. Amen. And these people, I appreciate these folks like that, and they carried him. We got some people like that in this church, and you just stay with it. Amen. The church needs cleaning, you clean it. Amen. You make it to service time after time after time, whether we shout or whether we sleep, whichever we do that day, you're faithful to be here. Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate faithfulness. They laid him daily at the gate of the temple. Amen. He came that day like every other day. But that day was not like every other day. Amen. A couple of preachers full of the Holy Ghost on the way to the temple at the hour of prayer, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They were on their way to pray. Amen. And when they got to the gate, they saw this man laying there. He looks up and he says, give me an offering today. I need some alms. And he holds up his little cup. Amen. And what did they say? Peter's looked down, the Bible said, fastening his eyes. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he snatched him off of that mat up onto his feet. And Luke the physician, when he uses that term, he uses a very specific term, a medical term, about something happening in his ankle bones. I don't know what it was that happened, but by the time that man's feet touched the ground, there was strength that had never been there. I believe God performed a creative miracle in that very moment. And when his feet touched the ground, it held his strength. Hallelujah. Now, if you know anything about healing, especially this kind of healing, if you've never walked before, it's going to take you a while. You know, we go to help me out here just a minute, Brother Colton. You know, we gotta go to rehabilitation, you know. We gotta teach these muscles how to walk, right? Yes, sir. Yeah, because they don't know how to walk. They've never walked before. You gotta teach your muscles how to walk.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you do. And you gotta strengthen muscles. If you've ever been in bed for 2 weeks and you get up, you know how weak you are? And you get in bed longer than that, you won't be able to walk when you get up. You gotta go to rehabilitation, and they're gonna get you in a pool of water, and they're gonna work you out. And you're gonna hurt. You can stay seated, brother. And you're gonna go through a lot, and they're gonna get you out, and they're gonna drag you around, get you on some. None of that happened with him. Woo! The Bible said that he went leaping and praising God into the temple. Amen. The Lord did it all in one fell swoop. Amen. He was completely healed as of that moment. Amen. And great glory and praise because of the healing that was wrought that day. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I want to draw our attention now back to the beautiful gate. Amen. That was the attraction. The beautiful gate. Now, that gate opened up into something that was beautiful. It wasn't just the gate. It's what it opened up into. Your gates have a purpose. But the purpose is an entrance. Isn't that right? The gate keeps some things out and lets some things in. It keeps some people out and allows some people in. But if you want to get to, usually if people got a gate, it's because it's there to protect something. It means something valuable is on the inside. You don't put a gate up just for nothing. It's got a purpose. It defines possession. This is my gate. And what's on the other side of this is my property. This belongs to me. Amen. So not everybody gets to enter in the gate. Just specific people get to come in the gate. Amen. And so you come to the gate, and it was a beautiful gate, but it opened up into the temple of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we know that temple by this time was on its way out. But it was built at a time when it really meant something. But there's another gate that's more beautiful than that gate. Now, that was a beautiful gate. That was an impressive gate. 100 feet tall, 80 feet wide. I can't even imagine how heavy it was. 20 men it took to open it and to close it. My, what a gate that was. But let me take you to John chapter 10, verse 9. And I want to talk to you real quickly about another gate. Amen. John chapter 10, verse 9, Jesus said, I am the door. I am the door. He didn't say I know it. He didn't say I built it. He said I am the door. I've read stories about when shepherds would go out with their sheep, and sometimes there would be structures, but if there was no structure, they would find a little cove somewhere that was closed in on three sides, and they would drive their little sheep or leave their sheep up in that little cove, and then the shepherd himself would lay himself down at the entrance, and he literally would be the door. And so what he's saying to all the predators, if you want to get in here, you're coming through me. If you want to get to these sheep, you got to go through the shepherd. Amen. I'm telling you today, Jesus Christ is the door to the church. Amen. If you want to get in the church, you got to come through Him. You want to get in the church, there's just one way in this thing. Amen. He is the door today. And what's on the other side is His possession. And He considers it precious because it is His blood-bought church. Amen. You want to get to the church, you got to come through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. God still controls access to His people. Now, don't you get too cozy here. I want to let you know something. Sometimes the Lord lets some things through. We call them trials. We call them temptations. We call them heartaches. Sometimes God lets some things through that you wish you hadn't let through. Sometimes you say, God, why did you let this come in? Amen. He said, I'm going to do that so I can try you. It's not for God to find out how strong you are. It's for you to find out how weak you are and how strong He is. Praise the Lord. It's to reveal to you what God can do. Amen. He allows some things to come into our lives so that we'll learn to lean on Him. Amen. You can't make it by yourself. You were never intended to. Amen. But He allows some things to come into your life. Sometimes it's going to drive you down to your knees, and you're going to call out to the God of glory, and you're going to find out He's not only the door, but He's the tower of your strength. He's your security. He's your safety. He's your healer. He's your deliverer. He's your provider. He's your Savior. He's your all in all. He's everything that you need. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, I'm the door. Now listen, He said, by me. Everybody say, by me. That's the only way you get in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Joel Hemphill wrote a song and said, I'm in this church. This church. I didn't join. No, I was born. I've had a new birth. It's the only way you get in. By Him. Don't just walk. You can't join the church. Somebody said, I joined the church. No, you didn't. You gotta join a group or a congregation of people, but you don't join the church. In the church is by Him. You gotta be born and you gotta be born again. That's the only way you get in the church. Somebody said, I want to join your church. Preacher, I'm sorry. You can't join this. You gotta be born into it. I don't control the keys. He has the keys. Hallelujah. He's the one that lets you. Amen. He said, if any man, if I'm the door, if by me, if, and notice this, any man, everybody say any man. That's wide open. Amen. Any man. If any man. If any man. Or woman. Or boy. Or girl, if you want in, you can get in. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, we got exclusive places in the world today. We got exclusive clubs. You don't get in there unless you know somebody. We got exclusive restaurants. You can't get in there unless you know somebody. Amen. We got exclusive White House. You can't get in unless you know somebody. A lot of exclusive places. Amen. But let me tell you something. I can get you in. I can get you in the church. I know somebody. Pray. I said, I know somebody. And I know somebody. And because I know Him, I can get you in too. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know the door. Not just the doorman. I know the door. Amen. I know how to get you into the greatest thing that's earth and the only thing that's going to get us out of here. I know how to get you in through the door that leads to an eternity of joy and peace and righteousness in the kingdom of the splendor of God. Amen. Oh, the door today. He said, if any man pray, that's just all inclusive, isn't it? I like that. I love that. Amen. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter what country you're from. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter how much money's in your bank account. It doesn't matter who your mama and your daddy are. It doesn't matter where you've been and what you've done. Amen. All that matters is that you want to go in. Hallelujah. If you want to get in, he said, I can get you in. Praise the Lord. He said, if any man enter in. Now here it is. You got to do this. Right? He won't carry you in. He won't roll you in. He won't force you in. You got to enter in. He said, but if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Who wouldn't want to get in this door? Woo! Amen. What do you mean saved, brother? I mean that you're going to be delivered. Praise God, from the things that bind you and the shames and the guilt that haunts you and the habits that bind you, you're going to be set free. You're going to have liberty to be the person that you want to be, that you need to be, that God wants you to be. You're going to be able to lay your old sins down like a shabby coat at the door, and that's all going to drop behind you. You're going to get a new page to write your life on that's not mapping. Smudged and dirty with some of the deeds and the words and the actions of your life, but you get to start all over again. Hallelujah. Not only are you going to be saved there, but you're going to be kept there. Amen. What do you mean by saved? Well, the Bible said that Noah completed the ark and he and his family got on the ark. See what I find interesting? That God, if I say God, left the door open for 7 days. Noah was in the ark. The animals were on the ark. What reason did God have for opening the door for 7 days? It was a wide invitation. And come on in. But after 7 days, the Bible says that God shut the door. Noah didn't close the door. God closed the door. Amen. He lets us in, and he's the only one that can. Amen. We read that, didn't we? Just the day, well, we'll get there this week, actually. Church of Philadelphia. He said, I'm the one that shuts the door, and no man opens. And I'm the one that opens the door, and no man shuts. Amen. He's the door. So he said, if you enter in, you'll be saved. And then he said, he shall go in. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm in the church today. I can get in here. Amen. You know what? I have worldwide access. I can go to church anywhere in the world. Amen. Brother Colton, I can go to anywhere in the world, I can go to church. Praise God. That's right. You know what it takes to go to church? Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And sometimes if the other two or three don't show up, you can still have church. You ever had church by yourself? Amen. I've had church in my car. I've had church in motel rooms. I've had church in churches. Amen. I've had church all kinds of places. I had church with one or two. I've just had church by myself. I've had church with my family. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've had church with 15,000. I've had church in all kinds of situations. I've had church in storefronts. I've had church in beautiful buildings. I've had church in soccer stadiums. Amen. One time we were having Sunday morning service. Amen. In a barbecue restaurant. It was closed on Sundays. Amen. Well, that's the only place they had to have church. Amen. Somebody rolled in wanting barbecue. Well, we said, don't have any barbecue, but we got something better. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can have church anywhere. Amen. I went to church. Well, you talk about an inspiration. I went to church one time right in the middle of the cemetery. That's an inspiration right there now. It inspires folks to get ready. Amen. When they look around and see what's waiting. But right there in the middle of the cemetery was a little old chapel. Amen. We had church there. Amen. Republic, Missouri. Praise the Lord. I'm just saying that you can go to church anywhere. You can get in. Anywhere you start lifting up the name of Jesus. Anywhere you start praying in that name. Anywhere you start singing His praises. You can get in church. Brother Martin will tell you can get in church in prison. Hallelujah. Not only services, but I guarantee you, some of those inmates in those little cells where they are, they can have a prayer meeting and they can have church. Anywhere. He said you can enter in. They can't stop you from having church. We got oppressive governments that have tried to stop church. They couldn't stop it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Missionaries said over in China, they'd get together and they'd have two groups. One group would be outside playing volleyball, making all kinds of noise and racket. And while they were doing that, the other group was in there having church. Amen. After a while, this group would go outside and they'll play volleyball and cover up the noise while they were having church. Do you know where the largest church in the world is? China. Where you can't have a church. But you can't stop the church. And they don't have a great big building. It's in people's houses. And nobody knows how many. Nobody knows how many thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of churches there are in people's homes. You can't stop the church. Jesus said, He said, He shall go in. Hallelujah. And then He said, He shall go out. Now, folks, I got to tell you something. You don't just come in. You got to go out, too. Amen. In a few minutes, we're going to say, amen, you're going to have to go out. And when you go out of here, you got a job to do. Amen. When you go out of here, if you go to the restaurant, you got a job to do while you're there. And your job is to be a light. That little waitress that's waiting on you or waiter, whoever it is, you treat them like a Christian. You speak to them with respect. Amen. Let them see the joy of the Lord in you. Let them see the peace of God upon you. Let them feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon your life. You got to go out. Amen. You know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow's Monday. Amen. Today's Sunday, but tomorrow's Monday. And you got to go out. Some of you are going to go to a school tomorrow. And when you get there, Sister Kinsey, thank you. Teach some Bible studies. Let your light shine. Amen. I appreciate that. We got some lights in our schools around here. My wife has a student that just transferred to Canton from Brownsboro. And she said, do you know Cody? And she said, boy, he sure has changed. And she didn't ask. That was the first thing he said about Cody was, he sure has changed. Amen. Just instantly. You know why? Because he's letting his light shine. Praise the Lord. We got to go out, folks. Some of you got to go to a job tomorrow. Amen. Don't you be disgruntled on that job. You let your light shine. Don't you go out there grumbling and griping and moaning and complaining. Amen. You got a job. Praise, you got a paycheck coming in. You know what the Bible said? It said, whatsoever your hands find to do, do it with all of your might. You know what else it said? It said, do it as unto the Lord Amen. Brother Cody, when you're pushing those buggies at Walmart, you do it like the Lord's. I'm doing this for you, Lord. Hey, look how good I can push these buggies. Amen. If you're building cabinets, amen, you build the best cabinets you can build because you're doing it for the Lord. Amen. If you're in the jail and you're watching over some people there, you do the very best you can because you're doing it unto the Lord. Whatever job you're doing, if you're washing dishes in your kitchen after your family got food eating, you're just thanking God. Thank you, Lord. I got some food. I got some plates to eat it on. I got a table to sit at. I got food to put on the plates. I got a refrigerator to get food out of. I got a cupboard that got stuff in it. I got a roof over my head. God, I thank you. I praise you. Thank you for these dirty dishes. Hey, man, I'm making up this bed. Thank God I got a bed. Thank God I got some sheets to put on it. Thank God I got a blanket to put on top of that. Thank God I even got a heater in my house when it's cold. Hey, man, you see, we got to go out. And our attitude and our spirit, we need to affect this world. And everybody needs to see Jesus in us. Yeah. Amen. And then I got to stop. He said, he shall find pasture. Not the pastor. Pasture. Amen. You know what that means? You do. He leads me beside still waters. Somewhere in the valley below, and he draws me aside to be tested and tried. But in the valley he restoreth my soul. Amen. He's going to lead you to the valley. Amen. The Bible says he makes me to lie down in what? Green pastures. Amen. Let me tell you something. When it's tall enough, you can lay down in it. That's tall. And it's green. That means it's tender. It's not dried up. Amen. It's just right. When God leads you places you can feed, and it's been prepared by Him, and it's just right. It's just what you need at that very moment. And when you drink, he said, it's still waters. Amen. It's not running. It's not going to scare you away. Amen. He knows how to take it. You're going to find pasture. Thank God for the door. Amen. Now when that lame man thought that was a beautiful gate. But what he didn't realize was what was waiting for him was a much more beautiful gate than he ever imagined. That day, whenever his friends or family members or whoever it was brought him out there and laid him down at that gate, amen, perhaps by now it was commonplace. He perhaps didn't even look at the gate anymore. Just laying there, same thing, same business. Amen. And suddenly two preachers walked up. Hallelujah. And his life was getting ready to change. And when they grabbed his hand and pulled him to his feet and said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you talk about entering a beautiful gate. Forget the Corinthian gate. Amen. I mean, he danced through that, buddy, not even thinking about the gold or the silver or the brass. He danced through there on new feet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He danced through there on feet that have never stood and never taken a step, leaping, worshiping. That was a beautiful gate. That was a beautiful gate. Anything that'll get you out of the sin you've been in, that's a beautiful gate. Anything that'll open up into God's righteousness and God's peace and God's power and God's purity, that's a beautiful gate. It's the most beautiful gate. Let's stand together today. Thank you for your time and your attention here this morning. Amen. Beautiful gate. The beautiful, beautiful gate. Amen. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. Now we're talking about the Lord coming to your house. He's invited you to His house. But now He's saying, I want to come in your house. But God is a gentleman. He'll never force Himself in. He just said, I'll stand at the door and I'll knock. And if you'll open, I'll come in. Who wouldn't want God? I guess I understand a little of it. Maybe you got some things that you're ashamed of in there. You got some things out of place. Certainly not as clean as you'd like for it to be. You got some stuff in there that you really didn't want God to see. There's some words in there that you don't really want Him to hear. There's some deeds, some actions in there that you don't want Him to know about. And the fact of the matter is, He already knows. He's already seen it. He's already heard it. He was there when you did it. None of that matters to Him. He still wants in. Because if He can get in, He can clean the mess. I said He can clean the mess. He can straighten it out. He can take the wrongs and make them rights. He's the only one that can. He can take the trouble and make it peace. He can break the shackles of habits, addictions, give you peace. He's the only one that can. Amen. I invite you today to His house. He's knocking on your door. And He's saying, you let me in. And then He's invited you to His house. Anybody want to enter into the house of the Lord today? The presence of the Lord. I think it'd be good if we just respond to Him for a moment. I know that our time's gone. It's not too late. Just a few minutes. But if you'd just come and respond. Just a moment. Say, Lord, thank You for opening the door. Thank You for being the door. Thank You for inviting me in. Because You invite me, whether I feel worthy or not, I'm going to come. Whether I feel good or bad, doesn't matter. I have an invitation to the very house of God. Why wouldn't I come? I have an invitation to the kingdom of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Why wouldn't I come? The gracious God, Creator of the ends of the earth, to be invited into Your house and Your presence. Why wouldn't I come? Oh, You talk about a beautiful gate. You talk about a beautiful gate.
You'll find companionship if you dare.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is waiting. He's waiting with the light of His love in His eyes. He's the shelter of love, the roof from above, in the caring house. Come to the caring house. You'll find people who love you there. In the caring house, you'll find companionship if you dare. Jesus is waiting. He's waiting with the light of His love in His eyes. He's the shelter of love, the roof from above, in the caring house. Come to the caring house. You'll find people who love you there. In the caring house, you'll find companionship if you dare. Jesus is waiting. He's waiting with the light of His love in His eyes. shelter of love, the roof from above, in the caring house.
Amen. It's
come
a caring,
to the caring house.
House. It's a caring house.
You'll find people who love you there.
It's a caring house.
In the caring house.
Oh,
you'll find companionship,
yes,
if you dare. Jesus is,
Lord,
waiting.
I praise you.
He's
reach
waiting
out.
With the light
the
of his
that
love
wrote these
in
words.
His eyes. He's the shelter
draw
of love,
him to you today,
the roof
Jesus.
From above,
draw
in the caring
today,
house. Beyond
open
the open door,
Lord,
is a
Jesus,
new and
him
fresh
today.
Anointing. Hear the Spirit calling.
Feel him today.
You to go.
Joy and righteousness.
Walk on through today. The door.
Amen.
For the
Feel
Lord
life,
will go before
new,
you.
Purpose.
Into a greater power you've never known before. Beyond the open door is a new and fresh anointing. Hear the Spirit calling you to go. Walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before you. Into a greater calling you've never known before. Hear the Spirit calling to wake the living dead, to reach the heart of masses who cry out for living bread. Arise, O mighty army, take up your shield and sword, for the Father lives to golden land beside the open door.
Thank you for your church.
Beyond the open door, as a new and fresh anointing, hear the Spirit calling you to go. Walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before you. Into a greater power you've never known before. Beyond the open door is a new and fresh anointing. Hear the Spirit calling you to go. Walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before you into a greater